Kumlen and Lablak Gemara, Tafnun Chesam and Alf in the middle of the page. We're learning about the argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Bachinna, about a guy who comes in and, And it was, he went into a store and then he asked if there's wine. They told him there's no wine and he saw wine there sitting in a pail, a bucket. He touched it and then the yid went and threw it into the barrel. How do we deal with the rest of the wine? And because this is done totally unintentional for the sikh, he just wanted to see whether it was wine or not, the goy. So Rav Huna said that, that said that it's asr, and Rav said that it's all right. And it turned out to be that Rav was attacked by Abaya as well, and he changed his mind. So we're in the middle of the story of why Abaya forced him to change his mind. So starting from Abaya. Nachmeni heaped upon me a whole bunch of dinim and masnita and the braisa, the osse, where it clearly seems that even though it was unintentional, it is still osse. Shemaita, what's the stories that he said? There was a story that happened in Doiva osse. And Shmuel said that the same similar story, and Shmuel said it's osse. But Tveria, a similar story happened in Tveria, and the osse acid. I told the Baya once, like, you know why the acid really technically is mutter? If they don't know how to learn, and if you make a hetan in front of somebody who doesn't know how to learn, they will misconstrue the reason for the hetan and draw similes which are not accurate. So that's why you're not allowed to make hetan in front of Amaratzim. Vamali the Baya responded, Tveriye ven hedoy ain't a b'nei toida. So what are you telling me? That Tveriye don't know how to learn, and the mechuzah b'nei toida. So that was one question. Then Masnita, he brought me a braisa as well. He told me that there was a person that was appointed by the king to measure everybody's wine to make sure that they don't cheat people and put too much water in there. So he would taste the wine, and he would have people going out there checking the wine to see whether it's actual wine or not. So that gardemim oive kechavim, what were they? They were goyim shekodach b'meinekes. They would pierce a hole in the lid of the barrels. The hell, they would take a straw and they would draw out some of the wine from the barrel. Oy shetoam min hakois, or they would put a cup in there. So they didn't touch directly the wine, but they either drew some wine out through the straw, or they took a cup, tasted some of the wine. The herzidu l'chavis, but then he would let go of the rest of the wine and put it back into the chavis, into the barrel. We're just starting the Gemara. Zeh ha'yemaisa, this is what happened. This is what happened, and they acid it. So l'chayda over here, there's no intention whatsoever of nesach. The intention was to say they were doing the government, bidding to see whether there was wine there or not, and they acid it. By lav, so the Abaye said, doesn't that prove bahana that Rav Huna is right, that it's also bahana, even though it's unintentional, it's also bahana because they wanted to drink it. Even though it wasn't, they didn't want to do any nisach. Therefore, it's also bahana. So he said back to them, even though there was no kavan nisach at all. So I answered him back, says Rava, Loi Bishti is talking about it's us, but drinking. That's all it is. And because he put the wine back. Ihochi, if it's only us and drinking. So when Rava said before that, when you eat, put back the wine from the pail into the barrel, he said it's mutter. It didn't mean mutter in drinking. The fact that the guy put it back there, it's mutter in hano. And Abuna says also hano. Here lechayda, it says that it's also, even though there's no kavana whatsoever to be menasseh, it's also hano. So I told him, no, maybe it's also bachila. It says Abaye to me can't be. Yehachi, if so, the correct wording would have been least the yimacha. The Brisa should have said sell it. And what would we know? We know first of all that you're not allowed to drink it. He's telling you sell this wine that the guy, the government agents measured. And the second thing is you tell me it's mutter hano. By telling me that asr means completely forbidden. Kidiktoni sefer, it says actually in the case in the sefer, where there's another case in the sefer, where there it's asr and drinking, mutter and selling, and it says mefei to sell. Is that ayu? When it says the word asr on its own, it means completely. It says the chedem or the kachavim, an interesting expression. Chedem or kachavim means a meshugana. Chedem is a meshugana. Or a bal machlekes. I guess just like a chedem is separated from everybody else. So I'm not sure what the shayish of the word is. But maybe that's what it is, because you're separate from everybody else. So Chede, my little chavin, shehoi shid yodi l'chavis. He put his hand into a barrel, so he had no idea what he was doing. Ukosav shel shemen, he thought it was oil. V'nimtza shel yain, to be wine. So he had no intention. He had intention to put his finger there, but had no intention even touching the wine. So how imagine it happened? But Amru, and they said yimachet sell. So what is clear from here? The Braisa, when the Braisa wants to tell you that it's mutar b'hanah, uses the word yimachet. So in the first part of the Braisa, when it says that if the government agent came and measured the wine, yeah, and he says asa, obviously means it's asa b'hanah. Is that right? That even leib kavana, if he touches asa b'hanah, to yufte the rava, to yufte taka kasha rava. Now why taka the mutar b'hanah? Because he had no kavana here whatsoever.
But by the meshugana, he's not shaykh to kavana.
No, there's no kavana for wine. He thought it was oil. Rashi says meshug. I'm not sure what meshug means. Rashi also says bal merivas. I walk into your place and I put my finger in your barrel. That means already what kind of person am I?
But he says also memahed elasus shaloi b'kavona.
Yeah.
So
bal merivas. He just attacking
so
people.
Like Bichlal, he's not.
But he still doesn't mean that he doesn't.
He has a kavona for avodah zara.
Exactly. But that's so what? If a guy touches it, it's still asa b'hanah. We just learned. We just said a minute ago that if a guy touches the barrel of wine, it's asa b'hanah.
The measuring
guy. Exactly. So what's the difference? The difference over here is he didn't even think it was wine. In the previous case, the guy knew it was wine. He was measuring how much wine. So with our bottom guys it over here, also it's asa b'hanah. In this case over here, the guy thought it was oil. So therefore he had no intention even of touching the wine. Forget, so there's two leniencies over here. Number one is b'chla, whatever he does is leib kavana. And number two is he thought it was oil. But where he did leib kavana, but he thought it was wine, then it's asa b'hanah as well. And then machlekes are showing him if you use a stick. Rashi, we learned 2 days ago, he said if you use a stick, leib kavana, it's still asa b'shtiyah. Other are showing him how if you use a stick, it's totally mutter. And over here in the case of straw, it must be that you push the wine back through the straw. He drops some back. The one's drinking wine. Interesting story. Also, who gave came along a person. Omrulei, they said to that person, "To us a teva, to Ashkin, and why don't you give us a wine?" The basa the rummel the kasa. After he filled their beches with wine, igloi milsa the oivikachavu. They realized, God, he was a goy. What do you do? Chad or two of them. Chad also the filled banana. Said, "Oi, not only you can't drink it, you can't have enough." The goy. Now remember, the goy poured, didn't touch the wine. He poured. So pouring the wine is koichoi. It's his koyach. The chad shtori, the other one was permitted. Not only you let have a no, I feel b'shtiyah. What's going on here? How can you have such a disparate shittus? It's very interesting that the psychology of people. Amjur Mekalevi, man the osa shapir osa, the Amayra said that osa had a good reason to suspect, so man the shadi, shapir shadi, and the one who says mutter also had a good reason to say that's mutter. And he wants to follow. Man the osa meima, the one asa says, meima rama, the goy, this is what the guy thinks. I'm putting myself in the goy's mind. Salkedaita the rabbonim, kihani shikra koshasi. This goy is thinking to himself, these guys want beer. They told me to give them the barrel and fill them up. Without even looking inside, for sure it's wine. Why would a Rav want to drink beer when you have wine? Definitely he wants wine. Elevande haichamru, this was going through the guy's mind. Surely it's wine. V'noshe, and therefore it's a chashuva thing. And how often do I have an opportunity to be monastic? Such chashuva wine is going to go to these great rabbanim. And therefore the guy deliberately did for avodah zara. And that's why that Amayda said, not only you're not allowed to drink it, you're not even have an offer from it. Because this is not loy b'kavana, this is b'kavana. Mandushari, the other one said that not only you're permitted to have an offer, it's even permitted to drink. Shapir Shadi, the one who says Mutter is all right. Meimar Amma, this is what the guy thinks. It's Halkadat Rabbanu Kihani Chamra Kashasa. You think rabbi like this would ask me for wine? You know I'm a guy. Well, they think that I'm a guy. A guy can't give wine. Everyone knows the Yain Nezah from a guy. Why would they ask me? Must be. If Amma Leila Didi Tog Ashkinah, they would tell me to. They would address me and ask them to bring the wine. Elavad Shikru the Kashasa. It must be beer. Remember the guy didn't look like it. It must be beer. Therefore, why would the guy be menasich? So the guy here is the two steps. First of all, he had no kavan of menasich, and second of all, he thought it was beer. Just like in the pre, and therefore it's mutter. And therefore it's mutter. No, there was also drinking. Over here, it's even better because he's not touching it. There's three things here. One thing is he had no kavan of menasich. Number two, he had no idea it was wine. And number three, he didn't even touch it. He just poured. So it's only a koyach, another step removed. So in the case of the meshuga, where there was only two steps,
put his hand down.
He put his hand exactly. He touched it with his finger. So you only have two weaknesses. So we say it's asa b'shtiyah, but mutter b'hanah. Here it has three weaknesses. I don't understand. The Hakachazi, can't the goy see whether it's wine or beer? What's his whole pilpul? Let him just have a look, because the color of beer is very different than the color of wine. So what about Lila? Was that night you couldn't see? The Hakamarachlek, can't you smell right away when you open the lid? You can right away smell whether it's wine or not. The Chalat was brand new wine, so it didn't have yet, have that fragrance and aroma. Sorry? You're telling me that it's mutter to drink it because he didn't really touch it. He did touch it. So he answered, no, he didn't. But not use the keli. He used a cup. Even a cup, since he put the cup inside the water, when he puts the cup inside the water, it's like he's touching it because it's mamish, you know, his koyach going into the water. So l'chayit is only two steps. It should be also drinking. He's pouring the bottle. Pouring the bottle is a step removed. It's only koichai. Now, if a guy pours Yiddish wine, it's koichai, you're not allowed to drink it. You're allowed to have anah from it, you're not allowed to drink it, because it's koichai, and even though it's loibe kavana, but we were guys. He's no kavana for nisach, he's just pouring your cup. But nevertheless, it's, we asa. Over here, there's three things. There's koichai, he had no kavana of nisach, and he thought it was oil. He thought it was beer. We're geyser. In this case here. So in this case here, he didn't even know it's wine, so we weren't geyser. If he knew it was wine, then we would have been geyser. So boy, the question, what about if a goy, you know, in those days they used to dilute wine, so they used to have a ratio of either 2-1 or 3-1. So let's say he had a measured cup of water and he knew how much wine was in the cup, and therefore he was planning to put water. He didn't touch the wine, didn't touch anything. He just poured water in there. By pouring water in there, he moves the wine about. So it's like koicha here. And he wasn't doing anything with the wine at all. What's it in then? Are you allowed to drink it or not? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon, before he even goes further, Rabbi Yechon's a Rebbe, he said, Eima Mazgai, talk like a mensch. What are you using the word Maschai to stir? Use the word Mazgai, which is the common word to use for stir. Amalei, I'm not kidding, Kassik, I mean, I'm telling you, quoting you the Torah, it says, Tavcha, Maschai Yena. It says, they shechted the meat there, and they diluted the wine. In Manishtana. Okay, so they have Loshen Torah La'atzel Shacham La'atzel. When you say Torah, you use the word Masach. But when you're talking, you say the word Masach. So the Sarab Yechon is behaving like a teacher, giving him Hadrocha. So the guy said, okay, fine, but my, tell me the Halach L'maisa. What's the din? For goy, so the guy didn't actually touch the wine, he just poured the wine into the cup. So he said to him, Amalei, Asir is forbidden, even though the guy didn't touch it. In this case, even though it's Koyach, but he knew it was wine. So it's one step more closer to the whole Gzeda. So because he knew his wine, and it's his koyach is also Gzeda. We're Gzeda and koyach as well. Now what? You shouldn't drink it. But you're allowed to have enough from it. Why? Because it's no different than Rashi said before, than Rashi had before, if you use a stick, the loibe kavana, a stick of loibe kavana is also your koyach. When you came down the lulav tree, there says mutar b'hanon also in drinking. So we see that where it's koyach, two things, koyach and leib kavana brings it down to the level of asan and drinking, but mutar b'hanah.
Did you go as far as the next stage of koyach koyach?
For an example of that?
He threw a ball and the ball knocked over the bottle, which poured him.
We'll see anymore later about throwing rocks. So maybe we'll talk about it. So the Gemara, Asa is forbidden, Mishum Leich, Leich, go, Amrin, we say, Nezida to a Nozis, Chor, go around, the Kamala Sikrev, we make Zedas. Why would you and Nozir hang around the vineyard? You know the analogy of grapes, so keep away from it, an extra chumrah. Same thing over here, so even though it's Leib Kavana, since he knew it was wine, and it says Koyach, therefore we ask them drinking. He came to a place called Sifta. Chaza, he saw chamra wine. The mozgi oivik kacham that goyim were diluting it. Ishta, he saw menay, so Eden would drink from it. But osul, right away he said it is forbidden. It is osul, and the reason was from leich amrin zilas choy choy. The kamla secret. We tell the nazir go around. Don't go to the kolskiyoksel vineyard. Eat manami learned. Amar Biechan, Rami Lada say, Amar Basa Biechan. Yayin shemoz goy gochavim. Wine that a goy poured, that am diluted. Osir is osir. From leich amen in the zira, and schoy the kamel sikr. Telling about another story, talking about Yisurim. Reish Lakish ikla lebitzer. Reish Lakish have a city called Bitzer. Now Bitzer is one of the cities, Betzer, that says that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chaza Yisrael Eden, they ka'ochli paid it the lemaser. He saw them eating fruits that they didn't give maaser from, and he thought Betzer was part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the paid is a chayiv a maaser. How can you eat before you gave maaser? At least how can you eat a keva as soon as keva?
Is that Betzer the same place like in
Tanakh and Yeshua when they divided Eretz Yisrael, so the, or in Chumash it says.
Yeah, because
that's Basra.
Mize Bomi Batsra. What does it say? Chomutz Begadim.
But also Luhum and the Asad. Number one. Second thing is Chazi. So Maya water the Sagdi Lechem. They saw there was water. The guy were worshiping. Veshasa Yisrael. He didn't want to drink from it. But also the Asad. Also came to Bechin. He went to Bechin and told him what happened. Said to him, Ad Mektoidech Allah, while you're still wearing your clothes, before you get undressed to go to rest tonight, Zil Hadar, you're passing wrong, go back to the city and tell them straight away your mistake. That's why Tesis has the long Tesis yesterday. We had a long problem with the Rashi, the whole Gemara, that the Rabbi was hiding from Avuna and we didn't want to confess that he made a mistake, and Tesis is impossible. Rabbi the Amoyer was more than anybody else who admitted that he made mistakes. And Rabbi Yechon said, other Rishayim learned Shadi, that Rabbi Yechon said to Reish Lakish, don't worry, you can keep the clothes you're wearing, because if a Rav paskins, he says something, it's treif, when it really is kosher, the guy can sue the Rav and get reimbursed. So he said to Reish Lakish, you better hold your clothes on, because they might take it off you, because you're paskin wrong. You're telling them that they're not allowed to drink water, whatever it is, it'll be causing them losses, you better go back. But the other Rishayim said, you can't say that, because a Rav is, we learned in Sanhedrin, when are you chayiv if you gave the wrong psak? If nosav and nosav biyad, which means you physically went and took that kosher thing and threw the rubbish for them. So then, but if I was only a goyim, I don't. Especially if you have smicha and you have a right to paskin. Says the Gemara, what was his mistake? Number one is botzer, lavayin, bitzer. You're mixing up botzer and botzer. This city here is not part of Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to worry about maaser. Number two, umayim sharabi mein esorim. And water that belonged to the public cannot become us. People cannot turn to avodah zarah. Fading more. That's the reason why. And Rabbi Yechon Tamei, Rabbi Shimon Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Tzadik, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Tzadik. Tesis is a whole chakira here. If Rabbi Shimon Tzadik was actually Rabbi Yechon's rebbe, because it seems so from many gemaras, he says things in his name, and then in one gemaras in the head in the Chozayin that we had a sugi where it looked like Rabbi Shimon Tzadik was actually a Talmud Rabbi Yechon.
If he was blemished, it would be Amar Rabbi Yechon.
Yeah, but definitely you hear it directly because it lived in the same time. It's impossible to say he didn't. I know, so that
when you send Shimon,
look at Taisa Damar Yechim, obviously it's not so. That's in Shimon Shimon Yechai. Taisa Damar Yechim Shimon Shimon Yitzadik, Hocha Mashma Shahaya Rabbi. Chei Mashma Nami, Kama Duchti Shama Shmuz Mashmoy. So Taisa clearly was his Rebbe. I don't know. So we assume that when it says Shimon Shimon Yechai means he didn't hear from directly. But who said that's Pshat? Who said that's Pshat?
Pardon?
Who said that's real pshat?
That's the normal gang of the Gemara.
I don't know.
Normally, if he heard it directly, he'll say, Omar Rav Shul.
Yeah, but he definitely would have heard it directly. Maybe the Tagger said Meshumas because it wasn't his Rebbe, it was his Talmud. But he was a smart Talmud, so he repeated things in his name. Maybe, I don't know. Now, what? The Maim Sharabim Einas said that the public water cannot become Aser, because it belongs to the public. Says the Gemara that if that's the only reason why. Remember, you had a whole kid before when you worship water. Are you worshiping the water that's in front of you? You're worshiping the whole water. If the water in front of you, then it's gone. It's the whole water, which means l'chayda. And then we ask the question, but mayim sharabim can be. So we said it's about mayim that's inside a person's property. So here we're talking about a public well or public spring. You cannot ask it. Says Gemara, that's the reason. Asad, Hadi Yochin, the son Yochin, Asad. The Tevle the Mechabari knew. Why don't you say that we learned before that you know Elohim Alaharim, V'loy Harim Elohim. So Luchayda, even if let's say it's not Ma'im Sharabim, how can you turn water into Avodah Zarah? Now, why Gemara said before? Like Tzricha, the Talshinu Gala. We're talking about waves. Don't know how you have the waves in the spring. We're talking about waves. So the waves, when they throw up before they fall down, they sort of detach themselves from the water. But you might say, what? We learned before that Avnei Shenedaldalu, we had a machlekes, if you had a mountain and the rock fell off the mountain or above the mountain, since it came from a mechuber and nobody broke it, it came by itself. Nidaldalu, is it considered tolush or is it a mechuber? So a galim that was also nifrid is also, it's no different than the case of stone. So it should be machlekes. And then we didn't know who said what. Here it should be clear. Rabbi Yechon is the one who says that it's considered detached. This is the same case as the stones that were moved from the mountain. Tistayim. So let's conclude. Rabbi Yechon, Amar Asuris. He scooped water out of the waves. He scooped water with his hands out of the spring. So therefore, now was detached. And that's how you become a avodah zarah. And then you know water ran back in. So the kamash alone, that since it's water sharabim, you cannot turn it to avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Ikla, talking about people Amoraim who saw people do the wrong things and they paskin and turn out later was wrong. Rabbi Abba Ikla leGabla came to the synagogue. Gabla Chazi saw Benoisi Israel. He saw a few things. He saw the Yiddish girls, the Ma'abrin. Interesting expression. Instead of saying they got married, he said they just felt pregnant. Now we paskin that if you're mala and then tevil, you're still a goy. In fact, we had an opinion yesterday that if you're mala and you're tevil, but the first 12 months you're still sort of a goy because you're still adukin na avodah zarah. But definitely mala v'loy tavlu you're goy, and the Yiddish girls to marry them. Because I guess they felt that any day down there could be tevil, so it was a big deal. But they felt pregnant from them, number one. Chaza, he saw. Number two, Chamra, he saw wine. The Mozgu, Ayve, Gacham, Goyim, was stirring Vishasu, Yisrael, and Yidim would drink from it. And we said before that it's Koichai and it's us drinking. And number three, Chaza, he saw Turmusu, a kind of a bean. The shol, it takes, we learned in Gemara Shabbos, you got to cook it 10 times. You cannot eat raw, it takes a long time to cook. So the Sholkul of Gacham, the Goyim were cooking it, Va'achli Yisrael, and Yidim were eating it. Bishalakum. In all three cases, he said nothing. Also, the Kamer Yechid came and told him what happened. He didn't protest. Amalei, say, go back. The Hichris and make the following announcements. Number one, Al B'neim Shei Mamzeidim. Tell them that the children are all Mamzeidim. Because Rabbi Yechid holds, we'll soon see that a goy married a Yiddish woman, the children are Mamzeidim. We say they're Yidin Kosher, and they just can't marry a Kohen. He says they're all Mamzeidim. Number one, anyone that you cannot live with, the children are Mamzeidim. Number one. That's Rabbi Yechid. And Rabbi Kiva holds Chayovei Lavin.
That's even stronger, man.
Yeah, but there's a machlek when Rabbi Kiva, if goyim, okay, could be, yeah. We had a machlek as a shoinim if a goy is an isalav to marry a goy. Sorry?
If you have a lab and the offspring is Megaya properly.
That's what, yeah, it's that part of it, yeah.
If he's a mamzer, he can't
be. Yeah, that's true. Number two, Val.
Remember that when we learned that we were Betmir, that Rebbe Kiva, the Bala Memra of Ahavta Lech Hamecha, was the strictest opinion of all.
He held Chayu Lavin as a mamzer. And then you have the strictest Shimon Amsun, he says Chayu Yasei. Val Yenon, and the wine, tell them you now drink that wine, Mishim Yain Esach, because the Goy knew it was wine, and it's his Koyach. Even though he had no intention of pouring, it's Yain Esach. And number three, Val Turmoisim Mishum Bishul Eve Kacham. And the Turmoisik was Bishulakum. Why? Mishum She'ain B'nai Teideh. Even though technically there's a loophole, but they're not B'nai Teideh. If you're going to tell them you're not to eat it, they'll make other mistakes. Here you have again this concept. You have the concept already twice in 2 days. That you can't be careful, you know, even though something is mutter, you're not allowed to do them from the Kalam the Eideh if they don't understand what you're doing. Now he explains. Abanem Shabbat, why Mamzeli and Abyechit, I'm Abyechit, because this is the view of Dama, Abyechit, and Elam Einu Gay. You're not a gay, Ache Yimoil Vyitpa. You're not a gay until you're Mala and you're Tavil. The Kivan, the Loy Tavil, Oivik Chavmu. It said they weren't Taviling, their Mamish Goyim. And the Omer Abba Baba Chon Abyechit, and Abba Baba Chon Abyechit, and that Oivik Chavim, and an Eved, Habbo Abbas Yisrael, a Goy or an Eved that has a relation to each girl, Havlad Mamzer, the child has a status of a Mamzer. Number one. Number two, the gozer al yainam, the second thing here, on the yain, mishum yain nesach, the yain ku yain nesach, mishum leich leich amri naziris, choy choy lekam nesach, we read that before, and everyone agrees with this, that what, that you shouldn't drink it, because it's kavan, because it's koy choy, and he knew it was wine. The val tarmisi, val turmusim, mishum bishalak akum, that's the only reason, because they don't know how to learn. You're saying, really, there's a loophole, but I don't want to use it in front of these people. What's the loophole? We had two reasons for Gochal Vakim. And then Rav Shmuel Yitzchak say, not two reasons, two opinions there when we don't say Chal Vakim. Two exceptions. Kol Shenechel Kamo Shachai, if you can eat raw, then the guy didn't do anything. Ain't boy Mishun Bishal Akim. But Lechayde Turmesin is something you cannot eat raw. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, he holds like the other lashon as well. Tyson learns. Not he argued, but others as well. Even though you couldn't eat a raw, if it's not oil al shulchan lachem, kosher ain't no oil al shulchan lachem. Let laugh as boy is a pass. You wouldn't eat a part of the meal to eat with your bread. Ain't boy mishul bishul yavig chavim. And therefore, these turmeisin they're not chashuv. So there's no bishul akum by turmeisin. And that's why time the end of the Torah is shari be mutter. Tosfos brings it out from this gemara here that the halach is like both opinions. Even though the whole sugi was 10 blot before or 15 blot before, Tosfos brings it out from here. Rabbi Yechon is not an argument. He's also using those. If it doesn't meet both criteria, there's no bishlakim. I mean, if you couldn't eat it raw, and it has to be choshev. I tell you last, machleik is achreinim. If the whole min, the min is choshev or just this item itself. So, for example, like potato chips. If potatoes are choshev and potatoes are not, how do you view that? Okay, we'll stop thinking tomorrow.